Hey everyone, welcome back to Stoic.com. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs, right? Moments that make you want to yell at the universe, shake your fist, maybe even blame a few people along the way. And guess what? That's totally normal. But here's the thing. Holding on to anger, resentment, that they did me wrong feeling, it's like carrying around a heavy backpack of bricks on your back every day. It weighs you down, drains your energy, and stops you from moving forward. Today, we're diving deep into the power of forgiveness not just for others, but for ourselves too. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about releasing the grip they have on your mind and heart, freeing up space for peace and healing. Ever felt like you were drowning in anger? Like the past was constantly replaying on a loop? You know that feeling when you just want to scream at the top of your lungs and let it all out? Yeah, I've been there too. But guess what? Forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about choosing to move forward with intention. It's about saying, this hurt me, but I choose not to let it define me. So how can we actually do this? Here are 5 key takeaways that can help us unlock the power of forgiveness. 1. Understanding forgiveness. Forget the Hollywood version where everyone's suddenly best friends after a heartfelt conversation. Real forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It's about acknowledging the hurt, accepting that it happened, and consciously choosing to let go of the negative emotions tied to it. Think of it like cleaning out your mental clutter that you don't need to keep those old, dusty feelings cluttering up your space. 2. Forgiveness starts with you. Holding onto anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than anyone else. Remember that forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about freeing yourself from its grip. Think of it as self-compassion, being kind to yourself, even when things are tough. 3. Identify your triggers. We all have those things, people, situations, even memories that can trigger anger and resentment. Recognizing your triggers is the first step in managing them. Imagine it like having a mental stop sign whenever you feel those emotions bubbling up. It gives you a moment to pause, breathe, and choose a more constructive response. 4. Empathy can help. This doesn't mean condoning harmful actions, but understanding where someone is coming from can make a huge difference. Maybe they were hurting too? Maybe they made a mistake out of fear or insecurity? Remember, we're all human, and sometimes we stumble. 5. Practice makes progress. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing practice. Some days will be easier than others. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your small victories, and remember that even tiny steps forward can lead to big changes. Think of it like learning a new skill. The more you practice, the better you get. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend cancels plans last minute because they are feeling overwhelmed. You're frustrated, maybe even a little hurt. You could stew in that anger for days, replaying their words in your head, blaming them for ruining your weekend. Or, you could remember that everyone has their own battles to fight and choose to offer understanding instead of judgment. Maybe send them a quick text saying, hey, I get it, things happen, let me know when you're free to catch up. That small act of forgiveness not only frees you from negative feelings but also strengthens your friendship in the long run. It's about choosing love over resentment, understanding over anger. So, what are the big takeaways from today? Forgiveness isn't just a kind gesture, it's a powerful tool for healing. It allows us to let go of the past, move forward with grace, and create space for joy and peace in our lives. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing those little acts of kindness even towards yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever experienced the power of forgiveness? What's one small step you can take today to practice forgiveness in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's continue this conversation. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.